Yeah, the answer that I got, they said that it was costing in excess of 400,000, which was, I thought, was a phenomenal figure. Given that they could have used the actual signage that's already in place, I thought, like, it was a wee bit over the top in relation to the budget constraints that we have. Spend money on signage that they could use the actual signs that are there.
Now, it's not known how many of these signs there is around the county, but just for instance, if there was 50 signs, that would be $8,000 a piece.
Yeah, I don't know what there'll be a lot of signs. You know, the county and our coastline is one of the biggest coastlines in the country, so there will be a lot of signs given that. But there is a lot of signs anyway in place that they could have used the logo that they have, which is a good logo, and people would be aware of the logo at this stage. It's the logo they should use on the signs that exist, and that would save them the money of the poles and the actual signage itself.
And have the council given any reason of why this was so costly, why this was so expensive?
No, you see, the reason is, as you well know, everything has codes and there's a procurement in place for different items. So what happens is, a lot of the time, is there money allocated for signage and for signage only. So they have to spend the money that they're allocated.
But it doesn't seem like it would be that big of a job, that it would be that costly.
No, I think that the price is actually crazy. I'll be quite honest with you, I think it's crazy type of money to be spent on. But you see, they had the price for putting in actually new signs, two galvanised poles, a background. You know, it's serious money. Like,